You're listening to the Pageant Cast, your home of beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet. Hello and welcome to our third edition of the Pageant Cast. So glad that you tuned in today. So glad you can be a part of the program. We are broadcasting today from the beautiful and stunning 69th Street Studios of TKPN. It's a new network that we are part of. TKPN stands for Tim Kretschmann Podcasting Network. We can be found at www.tkpnpodcast.com. We are part of three shows currently that are on TKPN. There's the Pageant Cast. There's my flagship program, which is called the Stimmungsstunde. Now, that's a German program. We play German music on that program. We also talk about the local Milwaukee German-American community. It's kind of interesting, particularly for those people in the Milwaukee area that are wondering what the German community is up to. I can tell you, we're always planning some sort of festival. Another program, and this is quickly becoming the most popular of our programs, is Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lean. On that program, we have police officer and nationally recognized crime prevention specialist, J.D. Dine, give you a crime prevention tip, a scam alert, safety tips, and he also shares stupid criminal stories, which seem to be the episodes everybody loves. The great thing about podcasting is that you can listen to any and all of our episodes and listen to past programs. Also, the neat thing about Police on the Scene with the Crime Prevention Lean is that particular program is allowed for other podcasters to grab the entire program and paste it right into theirs. We hope that creating this additional content will help people that are trying to put out community podcasts such as ours. We are going to be playing one of the Police on the Scene episodes here in today's Pageant Cast, so you get a feel for what that is. Just go on out to iTunes, and you can subscribe to that show as well. Today on the show, we're going to be talking to Miss Galaxy 2006, Jackie Hart. She actually came out to our local radio station program and did a interview with us in the studio with us. So I really like this interview we're going to be playing for you later in today's program. We are getting some original content requests coming up, so hopefully we'll be able to start creating some original content for the Pageant Cast specifically in the near future. We have received some interest with some emails for some future interviews, and if you want to get in on the fun, make sure you send your email to pageantcast@yahoo.com.
This podcast is proudly listed at the best podcasting directory on the internet, podcastpickle.com. We now return you to your regularly scheduled download. Already in progress.
One of the things we would like to urge past title holders to do is if you are a musician where you have created your own music, written the songs, and produced the CDs, you should really think about joining the PodSafe Music Network. It's a great way to get exposure for your privately produced CDs. Going out to music.podshow.com and follow the easy to use menus there. Register yourself and upload your content. Then podcasters from around the globe will be able to play your music during their podcasts. If we know of past title holders that have already signed up to be a part of the PodSafe Music Network, we're going to play their music here on the Pageant Cast. There one place I want to recommend. There is a website out there, and I'm going into my browser, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. There is a forum called thepageantforum.com. As you know, I'm not a big fan of these VoI forums. I think that they get very bashy very quickly. But if you go to thepageantforum.com, first of all, you have to log in. You have to actually put a name to these things. Now, a lot of people just throw stuff out there as guess. I don't really care for that. In fact, 90% of the postings are from guests. However, most of the postings I see out there are news articles. If you're looking for news articles on beauty pageants, this is the place to go. They have all the links. They have so many news articles, it's frightening. And usually these are good sources. These are sources that make sense, that aren't some sort of rumor spot. These are actual newspapers and that sort of thing. So I do want to recommend people that are afraid of the pageant forums. And you got a good reason, by the way. A good reason. There's a lot of crummy ones out there. I'm going to suggest go ahead and check out the pageant forum, all one word, .com, and it should come up. Let me see if they got that as the homepage. I have a bookmark, obviously. Yeah, and then all you do is you click here to enter, and you go right into the forum. I'm also going to suggest go ahead, register, get yourself a name. I'm Tim Rizzo. Go ahead and send me an email. I'd love to talk to you out there. But I find a lot of good news articles at this particular location. So far, it has not gone bash crazy. It's been very well regulated. And I'm going to suggest anybody that is interested in this material, go ahead and check it out. It's completely free service. If you record a shout-out to your friends in the pageant world, just send it over to pageantcast@yahoo.com. We'll be happy to play that over the air here on the Pageant Cast.
This podcast is proudly listed on podcastpickle.com with more features for podcasters and listeners. Truly the best podcasting directory on the internet.
Because of a lot of the listeners that we have to the Pageant Cast are probably new to podcasting, we thought we'd take a little time to tell you a little bit about how you can get these podcasts delivered to your desktop or to your iPod every week when we come out with it. One of the best ways to do that is to use iTunes. Now, I happen to have my copy of iTunes open here on my desktop. It is a free download. You can download this completely for free. However, what its primary purpose is, well, to sell you things. It's to sell music, which you can get in the music store. It is available on both Mac and Windows, and that's why I'm going to kind of push this as one of the great ways to tune in to the Pageant Cast. We did optimize our feed for iTunes. Now, when you first open up iTunes, it'll come open to the music store, and you can click over on the left-hand side, it says Inside the Music Store, click on Podcasts. And if you type in, let's type in Pageant Cast. Let's try this out. Let's see here. PageantCast. And you hit Enter, and oh, look at that. It comes right up, and latest logo. We are, by the way, working on a full-time logo, but the latest logo will show up right there as the podcast. We have 100% relevance on Pageant Cast. That's good, because that's the name of the show. All you have to do is click on subscribe. Every week, when you start up iTunes, it'll search if there's new copies of our podcast, and it will automatically download the latest episode right into iTunes. Now, what's great about that is you don't have to keep track. Hey, it's Monday, new Pageant Cast coming out. It'll come to you automatically. Second thing that's great about it, as long as you use iTunes for podcasts, you don't have to pay a cent. You do have to put your credit card number in there at first because they believe at some point you're going to want to buy some music. And tell you the truth, I use it a lot for buying music. It's a great service. But you certainly don't have to use it for that. There is another program out there that I like called Juice, and we're going to put links to both iTunes and Juice and how to download that in our show notes. Juice works very well the same way. However, you would have to type in our feed for the Pageant Cast and all the TKPN Podcasting Network's programming. All you have to do is go to www.tkpn.com podcast.com, click on our feed, copy the our feed address into Juice, and you're ready to go. The other thing that you can do from the TKPNpodcast.com website is simply click each show has a single button to subscribe to iTunes. Click that one button while iTunes is open, and you're subscribed. Very easy to do. And we hope that you give it a shot and try it out.
And now it's time for Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lean, with your host, J.D. Dine, Crime Prevention Professional.
Anybody can be a victim of a scam, especially a telephone scam. A lot of people out there think, well, it's only going to be happen to senior citizens or people that, you know, aren't very smart. And that's just not the case. It can happen to anybody. And the reason it can happen to anybody is scammers are good and they're really changing their theme. They're pretending to be the good guys to help protect you. And hence what they're doing is they're ripping you off. One that might be coming your way now, it's called the jury duty scam. And it might be heading your way. What the scammer does is he'll call up your local phone number at your residence, work, cell phone, wherever, and they'll say they're from the local court system and that you failed to report for jury duty. He tells you that a warrant has been issued for your arrest. The victim, which would be you, will often rightly claim they never received the notification. The scammer then asks the victim for confidential information to verify and make verification that you are who you say you are, and that will help you clear up the warrant. Specifically, the scammer asks for the victim's social security number, birth date, and sometimes even the credit card numbers and other private information. Exactly what the scammer needs to commit, you guessed it, identity theft. So far, this jury duty scam has been reported in Michigan, Ohio, Texas, Arizona, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Oregon, and Washington, and probably coming to other states and maybe to your phone. It's easy to see why this works. The victim is clearly caught off guard and is understandably upset at the prospect of having a warrant out for their arrest, so the victim is much less likely to be vigilant about protecting their confidential information. In reality, folks, court officers, court workers, the court itself, municipal or state, will never call you to ask for your social security numbers and other private information. In fact, most courts follow up with, you guessed it, snail mail, and rarely, if ever, call prospective jurors. What you want to do is never, ever give out your social security number, credit card numbers, or other personal information to anyone on the phone, especially claiming to be from the court office or some sort of a jury duty selection committee. This jury duty scam is the latest in a series of identity theft scams where scammers use the phone to try to get your information. Doesn't matter why they are calling, all the reasons are just different variants of the same old scam. They want your information and they want to steal your identity, so don't let it happen to you. Remember, be smart and stay safe. This is Officer J.D. Dine, and I'm 10-8.
Hey, Tim, what have you got in Studio B this week?
Well, Bartholomew, what are you doing here? It's not Christmas yet.
Well, sometimes Santa's second favorite elf gets to take field trips.
Well, that's Jackie Hart, Miss Galaxy 2006 over there in Studio B. We're awful happy that she's here today.
Well, of course you are. That's our first national or international pageant winner right here in the studio with us.
That's right. Oddly, though, I don't think she's going to be able to describe you, Bartholomew.
That's true. That's because I'm indescribable.
Right, Bartholomew. That's certainly the case. And yes, indeed, we have the beautiful and lovely Jackie Hart over in Studio B. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Tim. I'm happy to be here.
I actually have some special music set up for in the background for you.
I'm very excited.
Do you recognize that tune? Give it a second. A little Beethoven for you.
Yes, it's my sleep music.
That's right.
Well, you can't play that. I'll go to sleep.
Oh. We got a lot of great stuff on today's program. Jackie drove all the way from Chicago to be here today with us, and we are so very happy that you took the time out to come up here, and we'll show you a little bit of the city, and she has been a little bit under the weather.
Just a tad.
I should turn off the mic. I don't know what I was thinking. We'll have lots of Jackie throughout today's program, but we're going to start things off with a very nice tune from a group called The Ärzte. And this particular song is called Männer, Männer sind Schweine, which means men are pigs. But since one of our sister stations just changed their name to The Hog, I just thought we had to play this song. So here it is. Enjoy. We'll see you soon, Jackie.
Hi, I'm Mike Collins from CoasterRadio.com. I'm here with EB, Flava, and Greg, and we'd like to invite you to check out our show.
If you're a fan of the rides, roller coasters, food, and the fun that can be found at theme parks, this is the show for you.
We preview new rides and attractions and talk about the issues we all face when we're at the park.
We've talked with Disney Imagineers, theme park owners, ride designers, and amusement industry authors.
But we also include you in the show through our email, interactive forums, and our voicemail line.
So check us out each week.
The name of the show is also the name of the site, CoasterRadio.com.
That's right, and right now we have Jackie Hart, Miss Galaxy 2006. Now, 2006 hasn't even happened yet, but you're Miss Galaxy 2006, right?
That's right.
Okay, well, I have to check these things, okay?
Well, my reign goes through 2006, so that's where the number comes in. It's when you give up your title.
Anyway, we're going to... Oh, now, where were you crowned? Where was it that you were crowned?
The pageant was held in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio.
Okay, very close to a roller coaster park, so I know the area well. Now, that's a great accomplishment. How many people are in the pageant?
There were 76 total, and those those are divided over three age divisions. So I think in my age division there were close to 30.
Wow. Now, how do you go about becoming Miss Galaxy? Was there a prelim, or how does that all go?
A lot of states have prelims, and for the states that don't have prelims, you can go as an at-large contestant, which basically means you apply and they accept you. Now, if you have a state prelim, you do have to compete and win your title, but also you can go back as a person in the court. So people in my reigning court get to come back next year if they want.
Oh,
they get to bypass the prelims.
Fantastic. Now, being Miss Galaxy, are there superpowers involved with that?
Tim, I'm here. Oh. My superpowers were worked on you.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I keep them secret.
Oh. Now, have you been able to stop any evildoers?
I think they're scared of the crown.
They're scared of the crown?
I really haven't, you know, had a lot come near me, but it's the crown.
Yeah. Well, the thing sparkles so much. It's kind of like having a disco ball in Studio B right now with all the little lights dancing all over the place.
It feels like a disco ball on my head. I have permanent indentions.
How heavy is that thing? It looks huge.
You know, it's actually, I take Advil. I think we should all have, you know, part of our prize package should be a year's supply of Advil. But
wow.
Yeah, I have little indentions in my head, but it's worth it completely. I'd sleep in it if I could.
Yeah, that would probably kink it up a little bit.
Just a little, but yeah. I would if I could.
Okay. Well, fantastic. We're going to be coming back to Jackie Hart more in the program. We're going to play a little bit of music, and we're coming up quick on the Fighter program at 15 past. This is the Schaefer, so we should probably have a little sheep sound effect here. How about that?
I got a fever and inflammation. That's what I got. Turn the heat on me, some like it hot.
Hi, everyone. My name is Melinda Mason, and I'm the host of My Marilyn, the world's first Marilyn Monroe podcast. Join me for my biweekly show where I discuss Marilyn collectibles, her life, career. I even play Marilyn-inspired music that I bet you've never heard.
Marilyn Monroe.
Extraordinary life, the parade.
I've been a Maryland fan and collector for over 15 years, and I'll try to answer any questions that listeners may have about this incredible woman. More than 40 years after her death, she is arguably more popular today than during her own lifetime. So come and find out why at www.mymaryland.ca or look for me in iTunes. But don't just take my word for it. What do you think of the show?
Very nice, some girl.
I think it's very nice, but I'd rather it were me.
I said, what has Marilyn Monroe got that a million other women have and prefer not to show?
I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, that's pretty vulgar, if you ask me.
Anyway, we're back here with Miss Galaxy 2006. Jackie Hart is here in the studio with us. Now that you're Miss Galaxy 2006, what's the next big goal? What are you going to be doing next?
Oh, you know, I'm looking for a crown that's bigger than the one I have.
Okay, that might be a little bit difficult, and I'm not sure your head would be able to hold it up.
You know, actually, this is my first international title.
Okay.
So, I'm two months into my reign.
Like the confidence. This is my first.
Yeah,
this is not going to be the end.
I have held other titles, but this is the first international, so it's a big deal. I'm 2 months into my reign. I don't even think I've thought about the sad day when I have to give it up.
Now, how did you get involved in beauty pageants?
It's actually really funny. My grandmother saw a poster in a small little tiny town mall and convinced me to do it. And I went and I won the overall title, meaning I had the highest score out of the entire pageant. And it really catapulted from there. I've laughed repeatedly and said that my poor grandmother had to buy a conversion van in the end for me and my wardrobe. And she carted me around, God bless her, she carted me around all over the state of Florida and hired the best, you know, coaches and really got me prepared to get this international title.
Now, Miss Galaxy is an international pageant. How is it different from some of the others people are more familiar with, Miss America, Miss USA?
It differs in both systems in that it's weighted equally. There are five components to winning the title: photogenic, high fashion.
That's the one you won.
Yes,
photogenic.
Right? I did win the photogenic.
And by the way, there are lots of photos of Jackie out on our website, and you can see why. Go on.
You're sweet.
I'm sorry.
I lost my train of thought with that compliment. Oh. Photogenic, interview, high fashion, evening gown, and swimsuit. So all five of those are weighted equally, meaning that you have to be strong in all of them, not just one. I believe some of the other systems, you know, have
weighting to it,
or they don't have as many competitions. So it's an advantage because your queen ends up being very well-rounded, to think.
Okay, I'm not touching that. We're going to go right into a song. In fact, what would you like to hear more? Would you like to hear the yodeling or a straight-on schlager tune?
I'm looking for the straight-on schlager.
Okay, well, then we're going to go to Spider Murphy Gang. Here's Bruto Social Product. Get ready to dance.
Do you see who we have over in Studio B?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little more description, if you would.
Ah, bleed.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Grunty. We have Miss Galaxy Jackie Hart back in here. Hey, how about giving a nice introduction, Grunty?
Give me a rein schnitzel.
Always thinking of your stomach.
Grunty sagt, prima.
Well, we're back. And
we have Jackie Hart, Miss Galaxy 2006. In the other studio, she's our first beauty queen that's been introduced by both of the characters on the show, Bartholomew and Grunty.
I feel privileged.
Yeah, I bet you do. Right. Now, since the competition, and that was about 2 months ago, you've been getting a lot of opportunities, modeling opportunities?
I have. The photographer that shot my photo for the competition when I was Miss Midwest Galaxy actually featured me in his advertisement for Today's Chicago Woman.
Ooh.
So I was out there for a month. And winning, I was awarded photo shoots with portfolios by Anne from Indianapolis and Peyton's Photography in Aurora.
Wow.
But my favorite, I'm getting a spread in Supermodels Unlimited.
Oh, wow.
I'll have to forward those on.
Well, and they're up on your website. We have a link to your website from ours, so people can check that out. Now, you're also part of, what's a beauty queen team? What is that?
It's actually a support group.
Is it like the Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
Oh,
of course.
Okay.
We're superheroes. With crowns. No, actually, there's a lot of events that, you know, make it even more special when you have a team of hands to help versus just one. And we keep each other informed about events that are coming up because a lot of times people are involved in different systems. You miss out on little things here and there. And we do things together. And a lot, you know, like I said, more hands are always helpful at charity events.
Right. And you're involved in a few charities?
Yes, I am. The Cinderella Project is out of Indianapolis, and it is a project where dresses and gowns are donated for junior and seniors that can't afford to go to prom, and we help get them ready with jewelry, dresses, and make their night as special as possible. Everybody deserves to be dressed up once.
Wow. Now, Miss Galaxy, obviously, is your people know you by then, but your secret identity is Jackie Hart, real estate market analyst. Now, what does a real estate market analyst do?
I overanalyze everything. I am sent in to determine demographics, pricing, best case product mix, and they let me name streets every now and then in our communities.
Oh, really?
I'll throw one out there for you.
Name one after me. Grunty Grunthausen. That'd be a good name for one. Yeah.
For active adults, yeah.
Yeah, right. Grunty Grunthausen. I'll tell you, I'll come up with some because I know you're quite talented at making up words. Okay, now we're
Grunty sucked.
See, he liked it.
There you go.
Anyway, now I have to ask you because you were crowned in breathing space near a roller coaster. When you ride a roller coaster, are you a front of the train or back of the train person?
Without a doubt, front. Eyes open, hands up in the air, screaming the whole way.
Scream it. That's the way. That's the spirit. Now, I should tell you that answer is just a partial credit answer, by the way.
What did I leave out?
Well, because on a steel coaster, you want to go toward the front. But if you really want to get good and beat up, on a wooden coaster, you go toward the back. You just get all beat up back there.
Well, I try to avoid self-inflicted pain.
I don't know why. It seems odd. Well, we'd like to thank you once again. We're going to have you around for the rest of the show, but this is our formal interview. So we'd like to thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Very appreciate it. Well, please do come back.
I'll be back.
So we hope that you can. And, of course, Jackie's very, very involved. We'll keep her website link on our site, and if people are interested to see where Miss Galaxy is coming like a comet all over the place, you can certainly keep track of her from her website at jackiehart.com. Right?
Yes, that's correct. That's right. You got it. How many times have you been checking that thing out?
Okay, we're turning off Jackie's mic and we're going into the next song. Here's Takeo Ishii with his hit Import Aus Japan. This is a Japanese yodeler. Listen to this.
Hello there. I'm Wichita Rutherford from 5 Minutes with Wichita.com. You want to know where the world's best podcast directory is? I know where they're keeping it. Over there at PodcastPickle.com. The podcasting world is changing so much and so fast every day, you need somebody that's right on top of all of it. And the fine folks at PodcastPickle.com can keep you up to date quicker than anybody. That's why they're known as the world's best podcast directory. So if you want the best, you get over there to PodcastPickle.com. I'm Wichita Rutherford, and we'll see you.
Jackie, are you sure you don't want to try yodeling once? Are you sure? Are you sure?
I think I'm positive on that.
You are, huh? You don't look positive to me. You look like you're just about ready to start yodeling.
I haven't told you my singing experience at the pageant.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. When your grandma says, don't sing.
Oh, that's pretty hardcore.
That's
pretty hardcore, yeah. We'd like to thank you so much for coming on today's program. You have been an absolutely delightful guest, and I'm sure when we start putting the photos up on the website, we'll crash the server with all the people going to take a look. And We're going to go a little bit around Milwaukee and take a couple shots around town. So
always.
This would be a lot of fun.
I love a camera. Haven't met one I didn't like yet.
So we'd like to thank you again for coming on the show and for taking a long drive up from Chicago.
Well, thank you.
And certainly the door is open. Whenever you feel like it, just come drop on in.
You'll be surprised.
Oh, boy. There's always a surprise when we turn on a mic over there in Studio B. We're never quite sure. But we really do appreciate you coming on, and we wish you a lot of success with the Miss Galaxy pageant, which seems to be one of the quickest growing. What are they called? Systems?
Yes, it is. It's actually one of the few systems that's doubled its numbers repeatedly.
Doubled?
Yes.
Doubled. Well,
it started out with maybe 10 girls, and we're...
Yeah, you know what the thing is? They have very high quality participants and a great role model for all the others.
Oh, thank you.
Heads to heads. So, congratulations on that. We are out of time for today. Thank you all for listening. Remember to join us again next week, Saturday, from 10 to 11 a.m. on WBYI 1540.
Okay, I am done with the pageant cast for this week. We're going to be coming back next week. I am working on a really cool... I'm really excited about this interview, but I'm not going to ruin it by telling you what it is going to be right now. We're going to wait and do this thing properly. I don't like jinxing things. So be sure to tune in next week to the pageant cast. Here on TKPN. Visit TKPN at www.tkpnpodcast.com.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.